Welcome back to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end. And once again, we head into the weekend with the economy as the top story. And once again, the news is not good. On Friday, the Commerce Department reported that the gross domestic product for the fourth quarter of 2008 declined by 3.8%. It also shows that over the entirety of 2008, the U.S. economy grew at a slim 1.3%. The negative 3.8% in the fourth quarter was not a surprise to many. In fact, it's actually a little bit better than what was expected. Financial analyst Bill Rogers says the number could have been a whole lot worse.
It's a bad number, but it's not as bad as expected. But it showed that the U.S. economy did fall the most since 1982. But a lot of economists were looking for more than that. They were looking for a decline of 5.1%.
Rogers says that the economic outlook is being affected by a myriad of factors, but he says one of the things that keeps driving down the outlook for the economy is the pessimism of employees and those who have lost their jobs.
People are fearful of losing their jobs. That is probably the number one concern. And when they read about layoffs and they read about what's going on in manufacturing, that is a problem and that is a concern.
Rogers says a solution needs to come from Washington, but he says the current economic stimulus package being proposed by President Obama and congressional Democrats is not the answer.
It's a scattershot approach. Wall Street obviously didn't like it. It's not going to stimulate the economy. It's a bunch of bull.
And Rogers says that President Obama needs to take charge on this issue and rein in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Obama could have gotten a nice bounce, but what he's got to do is he's got to get Pelosi and Harry Reid in a room and say, stop it. I'm the boss here. I'm the one who got the votes. And let him come out with some more centrist thing, unless this is a reflection of how he feels and they're just doing his bidding.
For Obama's part, he is once again lamenting the latest economic numbers, calling the situation a continuing disaster for America's working families. The president, of course, reacting to those latest gross domestic product numbers and also unveiling what he calls the Middle Class Working Families Task Force. He says it's geared towards bringing America's poor families into the middle class.
I'm talking about folks who are currently on the middle class, but also people who aspire to be in the middle class. We're not forgetting the poor. They are going to be front and center because they too share our American dream. And we're going to make sure that they can get a piece of that American dream if they're willing to work for it.
More executive orders from Obama on Friday, reversing some of President Bush's orders on the U.S. labor movement in this country. Obama says labor is part of the economic solution, not the problem.
We have to reverse many of the policies towards organized labor that we've seen these last 8 years, policies with which I've sharply disagreed. I do not view the labor movement as part of the problem. To me, it's part of the solution.
Congressional Republicans don't like the idea of more giveaways to big labor, and as a result, they're holding up the president's labor secretary nominee, California Congresswoman Hilda Solis. As we've reported extensively throughout the week, the House of Representatives did pass the $819 billion economic stimulus plan, but did so without a single Republican vote in support of the package. Democrats are hoping for a little bit more success in reaching across the aisle in the U.S. Senate. And right now, Senator John McCain, who of course was the Republican presidential nominee in 2008, says there may be some good ideas in this bill, but they're not what belongs in a stimulus package.
We don't need to buy cars for the government. We don't need to have STD prevention programs. Many of the programs are excellent programs, depending on your point of view about the role of government, but they don't have really anything to do with stimulating our economy.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says instead of giving government money to just about everyone we can think of, real tax relief is the answer.
Rather than having the government just shower the country with money and pick winners and losers through direct government spending, we need some real tax relief for small businesses that are the primary job creators in this country to put people back to work.
Republicans have a new leader on the sixth ballot at their party meeting here in Washington on Friday. Former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele was elected the new chairman of the Republican National Committee.
To those who stand in difference with us, it's time for something completely different, and we're going to bring it to them.
In other news, a 58-year-old former CIA spy and his son appeared in federal court this week in Portland, Oregon, to face charges of trying to collect cash payments from the Russian Federation. Federal prosecutors say Harold Nicholson, who was convicted 12 years ago of espionage while working for the CIA, used his 24-year-old son Nathaniel to collect debt payments from Russia for secrets he sold to them during the 90s. FBI agents also say Nicholson would smuggle information out of his prison cell to Russian authorities and send his son across the globe to pick up the payments. The two were caught in 2007 when FBI agents allegedly found over $7,000 in cash and a roadmap to where Nathaniel Nicholson met spies in Peru. The elder Nicholson is currently serving a 23-year sentence for his previous spying. Each of them could get up to 20 years in prison if convicted. And on Wall Street, the economic news not well received. The Dow off 148 points on Friday to close at 8,001. The Nasdaq off 31 to finish at 1476. The S&P 500 ending the day 19 points lower at 826. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end of the week fun with the Capital Steps, part two of American Grit with Tony Blankley. And when we come back, the healthcare policy horrors that are tucked into the economic stimulus package. Stay tuned.